Well, let's give the
All right.
people what they want. So, yeah, we're about to begin the eyes closed, guided, live, unscripted law of attraction visualization with the main man, Jack Canfield. I hope you're feeling blessed and excited as I am. Everyone, just enjoy and let go. And when we come back, we've got Q&A with Jack. And I'm going to announce an exciting 3 days you can spend with Jack learning how to break through to success. But for now, over to Mr. Jack Canfield and enjoy your live guided visualization. Over to you, Jack.
Okay, I've never done a dead visualization, so we'll see
Very
what a
excited
live one's
too.
like.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do is to make sure your cell phones are off and your phone's on, mute and all that good stuff, and sit up in a comfortable, but get your back as straight as possible, but comfortable. I encourage you not to lie down because you may fall asleep. If you do fall asleep during a visualization anytime in your life, it means your body needed sleep more than it needed awareness. So don't judge yourself. But if you want to stay awake, I encourage you to sit up straight, let your eyes close, let yourself put a smile on your face. So begin to focus on your breathing. Let your breathing slow down. Imagine breathing into the count of five, like one, two, three, four, five, and exhaling to the count of eight, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And the reason for that is when you exhale longer than you inhale, it tells your body to relax. So just focus on your breathing for a moment, breathing slowly, making your exhalation longer than your inhalation. Become aware of your shoulders. Let your shoulders relax. Become aware of the muscles around your eyes. If there's any tension, relax them. The muscles in your jaw, relaxing your jaw. Letting your mouth be relaxed. Let your tongue rest on the bottom of your mouth. And as you continue to breathe in a very slow, rhythmic breath, as you've been doing, become aware of your physical heart. Where is your heart located in your body? You might even want to put your hand there for a moment to reassure yourself where that is. You can feel it. And now, as you continue to breathe in and out, imagine that rather than the air going through your nose or your mouth, it's coming through an opening in your chest directly into your heart. As you exhale, it's going out of that same opening. Inhaling directly into your heart. And imagine as you're inhaling, you're breathing in radiant white or golden white light. And your heart is beginning to fill with this light. And with each inhalation, your heart is getting bigger. It's expanding like a balloon, if you're blowing up a balloon with radiant white light. And every time you exhale, the balloon stays the same size that it just expanded to until you inhale again and it grows a little bigger. Keep expanding outward. And as you're inhaling, imagine that this white light, this radiant yellow white light, golden light, is a light of appreciation, gratitude. Become aware of some person, place, animal, or thing that you really, really appreciate. Could be a pet, could be a person, could be a possession like your guitar or your car, your piano. Could be a place in nature or some specific building you love to visit or a place you grew up in. Loved one, friend, colleague. Pick one and really feel the appreciation you have for what they bring to your life, what they allow you to experience, the joy, the fulfillment, the love, the beauty. And as you're focusing on that appreciation, see if you can let a smile form on your face. And now imagine all that radiant light in your heart being radiated out like a flashlight beam or a spotlight through the universe to that person, place, animal, or thing. And imagine that reaches them and surrounds, fills, and protects them with this radiant light of appreciation, such that they really experience the appreciation. And then imagine bringing that light back into yourself, just as if you were bringing a spotlight back into your heart. So now it's no longer extending out. It's all in your heart. Now extend all that radiant appreciation energy down into your own body, down into your torso, your legs, your feet, up into your arms and shoulders, neck and head. Taking a moment to really appreciate your body, yourself, all the positive qualities that you have. Very good. And now we'll begin to focus on these different areas of your life. And as we do, imagine exactly what you would like to be happening, experiencing, be surrounded by, with, in that area of your life. So let's start with your body and your health. If you were 100% healthy, what would be occurring? This could be your blood pressure, your weight, your strength, your resilience, your flexibility. What would you be able to do if you were 100% healthy? What would you like to be experiencing? Maybe in this area of your life, you'd have a Pilates instructor, a yoga instructor, a gym you belong to, a home gym in your house, in your garage, or an extra room you have full of machines and weights. Maybe you'd be getting a massage every week. You could have anything at all, nutritionist, chef to cook all your meals. What would it be? You could have anything you wanted. See it. Maybe hear some of the sounds that go with it as you bring in the images. and feel the feelings. What would you feel if you had felt dynamically healthy, every cell of your body? All pain gone, pleasure. Aliveness. Now let's move to the area of your job, career, profession. If you could be doing anything at all with whoever you wanted to be doing it with, wherever you wanted to be doing it, having all the resources that you need, want, working with the kind of people you want, what would you be doing? As you look out into the world, what would you be seeing that would let you know you've achieved it? What sounds would you hear? What would you be feeling? See if you can feel those feelings in your body right now, like an actor. Create that affect in your body. Hear the sounds. See the external scenery of what's going on. Next, let's focus on the area of finances, money, which would include your income, retirement fund, stocks, bonds, investments, properties. Perhaps you have advisors, accountants, cryptocurrency club you belong to. You could have anything you want when it comes to finances. What would that area of your life look like? Fill it all in. See it, hear it, and feel it. And in your ideal life, with all this money that you have, the abundance that you have, think about the things you would buy, the kind of car you would drive, the house you would live in, the technology you would have, the furniture, the art, gardening. Are you in a house, a condo, an apartment? Do you have a vacation home? Now think about relationships, family, friends, neighbors, colleagues at work. Maybe you're single and you want to be married. Maybe you're married and you'd like to have a better relationship than the one you have. More love, more support, more understanding. How many friends would you have? What would you do with them? Maybe there's relationships that need healed with parents, siblings. What would be happening in that world? Let's move to the area called fun and recreation. If you could do anything at all for fun, we're talking hobbies, vacations, sports, entertainment. Maybe you'd like to go to more theater, travel. If you could do anything you want for fun and recreation, maybe you want to learn an instrument. Go dancing more often, whatever it might be. What would it be for you? See yourself in that scene, experiencing that in your life. Looking out from your body, what would you see? And now focus on the area of what we call personal development, personal growth, spiritual growth. Maybe you want to feel more joy, more love, more inner peace in your life. Maybe there's courses you'd like to take or degrees you'd like to go back to school and get. Learning, more time to read, study. Maybe you want to belong to a spiritual community or have a teacher, a guru, mentor. What would that look like and feel like, sound like? And finally, let's focus on the area of what we call contribution, a desire to make a difference somewhere with someone. Could be your local neighborhood, in your church or temple, mosque. Could be wider contribution to your city or to all homeless people or people that are in wheelchairs, refugees. Where do you want to make a difference? With whom? Imagine what that would look like in terms of contributions of money, time, volunteering, expertise. What would you like to do there? And finally, as you look back over all that we've looked at, all these seven areas, if you could accomplish one thing, one major thing that you think would really change everything in some way, might be a relationship, might be your health, might be financial, whatever, within 6 months, 6 months from now, you have achieved that. This, we often call it a breakthrough goal. So I mean, it would literally break through to a new level for you. What would that one thing be? Then I want you to repeat to yourself this affirmation. You fill in the blank. I'm so happy and grateful. Say that to yourself. I'm so happy and grateful that I am now. And then fill in the blank. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm now depositing my $50,000 check. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm now at my ideal weight of 142 pounds. Whatever that is. I'm so happy and grateful that I am now what? And finally, just take the last 30 seconds here and visualize yourself. You've now achieved that breakthrough goal, whatever that is. Imagine it's accomplished. If you were to look around you in your environment, what would you see that would let you know that it was done? It could be your bank account. It could be someone thanking you. It could be someone handing you a diploma. It could be the new car sitting in your driveway. It could be your thinner or stronger body in the mirror looking back at you. See it, hear the sounds you would hear, and feel it. Again, feel that feeling of appreciation, of success in your whole body, from your toes to your head. Very good. Whenever you're ready, on your next exhalation, go ahead, open your eyes. And you can stretch your arms and legs, wiggle your toes and fingers, bring yourself back into your full physical awareness.
Wow. Wow. Welcome back, everyone. Mr. Canfield, that was sensational. We'll give people a couple of seconds to come back into the room, but what I would love you to do when you open your eyes is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not much change, 10 being dramatic change in vibration, let Mr. Canfield know how powerful that guided visualization was. Scale of 1 to 10. Yeah. High vibrations, indeed. Wow. Yes. We mainly tens or thousands or 110s. That was incredible. And as we're coming back, remember, in a few moments, Jack's going to be answering as many of your questions as possible. And we're going to talk about how you can spend 3 days with Jack, a breakthrough to success, which is, an absolute must attend as far as I can see. But look at the results. Thank you so much, Jack. That was truly incredible. The vibration is so high. And as I was skipping through the videos, everyone's face was lit up, could feel the energy. In fact, the Maharishi effect. So I read about the Maharishi effect, Jack, and an idea that the more people that hold the same shared intention, it seems to have a more powerful impact. Can you talk about that? And Lee and others are asking for a recording of this. You are going to get a recording, fear not. But Jack, why was that so powerful that everyone's saying nines and tens and more?
Well, what happens, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was the guy in India that started the transcendental meditation movement. And he noticed that when more people were meditating with the same intention to create world peace or to bring down crime rates or to help everyone feel healthier or whatever, the more people that did it, the bigger the effect. And so they call it the Maharishi effect. They actually had, I think they had, like 64,000 people around the world all meditating on world peace for a time. And in all the major cities, the crime rates went down. The number of bombs dropped went down. The number of peace treaty signed went up. The number of people dying in wars went down. So basically, we have Harvard PhD quantum physicists who've done research on this, published in peer-reviewed scientific journals. So we know what happened. So John Hagelin, who was part of that research, PhD from Harvard, said the power of an intention is the square of the number of people holding the same intention. So today, I don't know, we have like, what do we got here? Like 400 people or more, something like that. So, you know, 400 times 400, like 16,000 is the power of that intention. The other thing I just want to remind people about is the combination of intention and high vibration, like appreciation. HeartMath Institute did a study where they had DNA in a test tube. And I actually was in an experiment in college where we actually did that. I didn't know you could unwind, I mean, just take DNA and get little strands of it in a test tube, but we did. And so what happens is they had someone just intend for the DNA to unwind. DNA is like a helical structure, and they wanted it to unwind. Nothing happened. They had them just be in a state of love around it. Nothing happened. When they were in a state of high vibration and love, like we just did the quick coherence process, which is what they did in the research, and then send that same intention, when you're in that state, the DNA unwound. They actually could also wind the DNA back up again with that intention, but they had to be in that state. So love alone doesn't do it. Appreciation alone didn't do it. Intention alone didn't do it. Intention combined with the high vibration emotion, it made it happen. So when you're, first of all, your health, whenever you're focusing on your health, because it's your own DNA, but also other people, that's what healers are doing when they're healing you long distance. But also, I mean, it can affect things in the world, like actual monetary exchange things happening, and you know, wars going down and so forth and so on. So it's amazing. So when you're visualizing the things you want to create, you want to be in that state.